I'm Liz White, and for Carrie Nolan, it's Monday, February 28th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us, as he does every week, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Liz.
Let's talk about what's happening in Libya. President Obama said over the weekend that Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan dictator, no longer has legitimacy to rule. What does this mean exactly? And since he took over in a coup 42 years ago, did he ever have legitimacy?
Well, he certainly didn't have legitimacy, Liz, in the terms that most Americans might consider it. But he has been the recognized leader of Libya, and Libya has a seat at the United Nations. And more importantly, the United States has dealt with him, particularly in the past few years, to the point that the U.S. 5 years ago set up an embassy again in Libya for the first time in a long time. So I think that by announcing that he no longer had legitimacy to rule as judged by his own people, President Obama was trying to set himself up for a series of actions that we may see this week to try to help speed his ouster.
When Libya gave up its nuclear weapons program in 2003 and then tried to settle the Pan Am 103 bombing case, the U.S. and Britain started treating Libya like a nation that wanted to reform itself. Was the U.S. hoodwinked?
Well, Liz, it's a good question because it's very possible that the U.S. and Great Britain both took an overly optimistic view of the degree to which Mr. Gaddafi was willing to change. The Gaddafi we have seen in the past 2 weeks has been more like the one that Ronald Reagan described in 1986 when he called him the mad dog of the Middle East. Certainly, his declaration last week that all Libyans should love him and those who don't should die would certainly suggest a degree of megalomania that was not advertised at the time he gave up those weapons. But boy, when you think about it, this would be so much more difficult a problem had he not given up that weapons program. Now, he hadn't actually made a nuclear bomb at that point. He had simply obtained the equipment to do so. But imagine what it would be like this week if, on top of everything else we're seeing in Libya, there was the fear that nuclear material or nuclear weapons could be going loose in the midst of this chaos.
We heard a lot of talk this weekend about creating a no-fly zone over Libya to keep the Libyan military from bombing the rebels. If that's even possible, what would it take?
Well, it would probably take NATO putting up an air cap, probably from bases in Italy. And yesterday we saw that Italy canceled its friendship association with Libya, which seemed to be on the road to making those bases available. But the United Nations Security Council would have to take a vote. NATO would have to organize this campaign, and they'd probably have to do it pretty quickly because at the moment that Gaddafi sent his air force up to attack these forces that are currently surrounding Tripoli, it would probably be too late. So the question is, could the international community move that fast?
David, you were just in South Korea, where people are worried that these rebellions against dictatorships in the Middle East might eventually reach North Korea. What did you hear about that?
Well, they're not worried so much as in some ways hopeful, because many in South Korea have been waiting for the North to go through this kind of upheaval and perhaps a collapse for decades, and of course it has not come. At the same time, North Korea is so cut off from the internet, its people have no arms, the starvation is so widespread, that many officials I spoke to, including the country's most senior officials, all expressed doubt that most North Koreans even know what's going on, to the point that the South Korean military, when it sends aloft these balloons that carry food and often propaganda into the North, they've been stuffing these balloons in recent days with leaflets describing what's going on in the Arab states in hopes that it might inspire the North Koreans. So far, there's been no sign of any unrest in North Korea at all.
Thanks, David. We appreciate the insight.
Thank you, Liz.
David Sanger is Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. I'm Liz White, and that's The Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.